Hello and welcome to the Big Happy Life podcast. I'm Natalie Britt and I'm a coach, trainer and hypnotherapist. I'm also a self-confessed overthinker. And it's my job to help other overthinkers who also want to break free from the prisons created by the mind. The kind of prisons that keep us stuck and stop us living the way we intend or living in alignment with the things that are important to us. So whether it's, I want a better relationship with my children, but I keep losing my shit. Or I want a more loving and trusting relationship with my partner, but I'm so full of self-doubt and comparing myself to other people and worrying and jealous of what might happen if somebody more attractive comes along. I doubt and I'm cynical and I'm fearful. So I can't just relax into this relationship that's so important to me. Maybe it's work and it's a promotion or a business you want to start and you can't bring yourself to take the opportunities when they present, or you can't finish the things you start, or you procrastinate and don't start at all. Whatever it is, there's this sense of stuckness and you kind of know that it's coming from somewhere in you. Maybe you know what it is. Maybe you don't. That's the kind of work I am always doing on myself, and it's the kind of work I do with my clients. And that's really the underlying work of this podcast, is the opportunity to explore the things that keep us stuck, but that exist mainly in our minds, and how we get unstuck and make things easier and live our lives in full color, so we really get to enjoy the lives that we worked really hard to build. This week, I wanted to share a few things that I have had to relearn, I guess, in my efforts to achieve a goal that's really important to me. I'm working on my first book, and if you've listened to this podcast before, you may know that this isn't my first attempt at my first book, but I've entered a competition that if I were to win, would give me a publishing deal. And so I have a deadline date, I need to submit a book proposal, and I really would love to and believe I can win this thing. So this is certainly a week when I need to break free of any mind prisons that hold me back, keep me stuck, and lead me in the same loops that my previous efforts have led me into. Unfortunately for me, I have gotten stuck this week, and I have sabotaged myself in a variety of ways. So I've lost quite a lot of time, and I've put myself under more pressure than I needed to be under to get this thing done. But then something very simple happened, and I got back on track. And so it's that one thing that I'm going to share with you this week, in the hope that if you are stuck, it opens the possibility for a really, really easy solution that doesn't have to involve addressing limiting beliefs and trying to get into your unconscious mind and looking at your childhood and all the things that have kept you stuck. There is a time and a place for that, but there are also much easier solutions. And that's what we're going to look at this week. So if that sounds useful, let's dive in. So as I mentioned, I'm working on this book proposal, and as part of the book proposal, what you have to do is one of the sections is an overview of every chapter in the book and what will be included in each chapter. And so I sat down with a whole load of post-it notes and I mapped out the entire book, all the different sections, the chapters that would go into each section, the exercises that people would do, the stories I would tell, all of that stuff. And then I had it all on the kitchen table, but I then had to come back to my office to come and write the actual proposal. So I pick up all the post-its and I put them in order so that it starts at the top with the introduction and it works all the way down to the final chapter. And then I was trying to kind of write into this proposal all the stuff that was in the post-its. And I'd get a few post-its in and then I'd be like, no, this doesn't feel right. Maybe it's because the heading is wrong or the subheading. So I would change the heading, but then I'd be like, no, because now if I change the heading, then the chapter headings don't work and the stories that I'm telling don't tie with the way that I've positioned the book, because now the subtitle makes it sound like it's for a different audience. Welcome to the world of overthinking. And so I would then create a new book with a different title and subheading and do the whole post-it exercise again. And I've basically been stuck in that loop for about the last probably 2 weeks or so, just repeating the same exercise over and over, getting stuck, going back to the beginning, doing it again. But each time I've done it, I've kind of rekindled the doubts and the stuck patterns of every previous attempt I have made at writing my first book. So this is attempt number 16. It's slightly different because this time it's a book proposal, where previously I was attempting to actually write the book. But now I've since learned that when you write nonfiction, you don't write the book, you write a book proposal, you get somebody to agree to publish it, and then you write the whole book. Because I would like to be published by a traditional publisher rather than self-publishing. So that's the route that I need to take. Aside from that one difference, this same stuck pattern is presenting. Now, if you are familiar with my BSET behavior change model, you will know that this stuck pattern is the behavior. That's the B in BSET. You'll also know that the T in BSET stands for time. And part of what fits under the banner of time is how often over a period of time the same behavior has been repeated. So more repetition locks the behavior in so that the thought processes, the emotions, and the behavior itself all become a sort of big cluster habit. So that once you get stuck in the pattern, you feel the same emotions, you think the same thoughts, you do the same thing. And the more often that gets repeated over time, the more habitual it becomes, and the less actual conscious thought goes into any of the repetition. You just kind of run the pattern over and over and over again. So that's the B and the T. Now, the S in BSET is your state, which is everything that relates to how you feel, your energy levels, how you're thinking, what you experience physically, everything that makes up you in that moment. And generally with these stuck patterns, your state gets usually more and more stressed. So you repeat the pattern, you get stuck. It feels not great, but you might be okay with it. Then you do it again. This time you're a little bit more stressed. Then you do it again. This time you're even more stressed, and so on and so on. And so over time, the state can actually be impacted more dramatically by a lower level of stuckness, put it that way. So for me, in this book example, I'm getting myself more and more stressed, and my pattern is one where I go, I never finish anything. I can't do this. It's never going to work. I'm never going to get this done. This is how it's always been. This is why I keep failing. Clearly, there must be something wrong with me because I can't do this, which of course stresses me out further. And gets me more het up and less creative and less likely to solve the problem. And if you've listened to the last four episodes of the podcast, you'll know that everything I've just described is textbook pessimistic thinking or pessimistic explanatory style. So then I'm like, maybe I need a book coach. I need somebody who's going to get me past these limiting beliefs. I need somebody who's going to get me over this hurdle and get me out of this kind of stuck mental prison. And then a couple of days back, my husband and I had lunch together, and I was telling him, and I was like, I can't do this. And I'm so sick of myself. I'm so sick of my bullshit, because all I want to do is write the damn thing. I've got such a good idea. I know it's going to be an amazing book. In fact, I've got more than one good idea. That's part of the problem. And I can't get one out of my head and into some format that I can present to somebody and say, here it is. And I'm like, I'm so irate about it. And so I explain the whole thing to him, and I tell him about the post-its and blah, blah, blah. And he goes, what if you got a piece of card and put all the post-its out so you can still see them? And then you wrote the proposal. And I was like, that's a good idea. I mean, I thought about it and I thought, will it make that much of a difference? Because clearly I'm the problem. Like, I can't do this. But I thought, well, I'm against a deadline. Anything's worth a shot. And in BSET, the E stands for environment. The things around us, things, people, resources, all the things that we can use and people we can interact with, who can change the way we feel about what we're doing, or can make the barrier to entry of a behavior easier. So you might have heard a lot of things if you've read Atomic Habits or Tiny Habits or any of those types of books that are about making the thing much easier to do in order to get yourself to repeat it. Those, usually the things that you're encouraged to do, those things are environmental changes. So like putting out your running clothes so that when you wake up in the morning, everything's set out. That's an environmental change. And I've spoken about those things on the podcast before. So the fact that he suggested something that is in my BSET model, I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, I can go with that. That sounds like a good idea. And I went out and I bought a piece of card, which is now up right next to me. And all of my chapters are marked out. And I sat down to write yesterday and I got stuck. And I turned my head and I looked at all my post-its and I was like, oh yeah, that does work actually, because it goes from here to there and then that thing happens next. And then there's that exercise. Oh, I could probably put this piece in as a little extra there. That would bridge this thing. Okay, cool. And then I turned back and I started writing. And my proposal is about halfway finished now in the 2 days since I got this piece of paper. And so that is my big lesson for this week about things that can make change a lot easier to make. Because as overthinkers, particularly if you've listened to the last few episodes and you have identified that maybe you also have a pessimistic explanatory style, if you are an overthinker and you tend to think more pessimistically, then a lot of your thoughts are directed at self-criticism. And a lot of your thoughts, if you are like me, can turn you against yourself and make you feel weaker and stop you in your tracks. When actually, if you could look around and think, what can I do that would just make this thing easier? Even if I am stressed, even if it is difficult, even if I am worried, even if I do doubt myself, what are some of the things I could do that would make this simpler, more straightforward, quicker, or easier in any other way? And then try it and see what happens. Like I say, at the time, I didn't think that big piece of white paper was going to make any difference whatsoever. But the fact that it did was revelatory for two reasons. One, because it was actually so simple. And two, because in the absence of making that single small change, I would have turned on myself further and believed the whole thing was my fault and that I was somehow flawed and unable to do this. And so not only would I probably not have made the deadline, which I now believe I will, but should I not be successful, I probably wouldn't attempt it again. Whereas actually, this was a lovely reminder that sometimes the best thing to do is start with the easiest, simplest solution and see what effect that has. So if you are facing something challenging, you are stuck in a loop, and there are things that potentially would just give you some possibility to loosen your thinking, give you an opportunity to take one step forward and make it possible to look at the problem from a different perspective. Maybe that is talking to somebody you don't normally talk to about it, joining a Facebook group or some other group where you can interact with people who might be able to bounce ideas with you, making a change so the things you need are easier to see and access, or the things you don't want are more difficult to get to or removed completely. Maybe it might be about surrounding yourself with things that when you look at, make you feel a particular way and perhaps relax you or remind you of some other time, and that puts you in a different state and makes it easier for you to do whatever it is you're trying to do. Even lighting. Lighting can have a massive impact on how you feel, how much focus you have. There's so many different things. A client I'm working with at the moment has been struggling with sleep, and sleep has been affecting other areas of her work. She's struggling to focus. She doesn't want to keep up with her exercise because she's tired. She hasn't been able to keep up with her diet easily because she's tired and she craves more sugar. And when we started speaking about the kinds of things that keep her awake and what she's battling with, and she was like, I'm really uncomfortable because my pajamas dried up, my mattress is really old. And she listed a whole load of different things. And before I said a word, she was like, I should get new pajamas, and I've had the same mattress for about 15 years now. I should probably get a new mattress. And so those are two changes that she made instantly and have made a difference to the quality of sleep she's getting. There are still some other areas to work on to fully improve her sleep, but those changes were so easy for her to make and put her in a position where she kind of saw herself differently, because now she's taking charge and solving problems, and it made her feel stronger and more capable and more sure of herself. And it makes the next round of changes easier. So again, in terms of BSET, over time, the things that she's doing and the things that become the decisions she looks back on and kind of judges herself for become positive decisions where she's like, yeah, I did that. I feel good about that, and I can make this decision in the same direction. And it's the same for me. Like, I'm still getting stuck in other parts of the proposal, but the fact that I have solved that one problem and it's given me so much more confidence, I don't feel stuck the same way. So my state is different now in those stuck moments where I'm like, yeah, I can do this. I can figure this out. What's my next move? And that is really all we ever want to do, is just use this moment and the choice point we have right now to power us more effectively towards the things we want, and in such a way that when we get to the next choice point, we are carrying with us something that says, yeah, I did well the last time, I can do well this time. So with that, I will leave you, because I've got to get back to my book proposal. I don't have very much time left, and the kids are on holiday from next week. I really hope you found that helpful. I hope it got you thinking about some of the patterns within your behavior, some of the easy and straightforward things you could do right away, and that will give you a sense of freedom, a sense of strength, and a sense of ownership that can propel you forward and make whatever change it is you're making easier to make. If you found this episode useful, it would be a massive, massive help to the podcast if you would leave a review. And if you know somebody else who may enjoy listening to this episode, please do share it with them. For now, though, thanks for listening.